This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to Maimon Albaz's Living Mishnah program. We hope you get to enjoy all of our Torah shows. Mishnah 748 is dedicated in loving memory of my aunt Marcel, Aleha Shalom. That's my father's sister, and they say about her that she was able to quote Psukim from Tanakh. That's pretty amazing. Okay, we're learning a Mishnah today in Seder Moed, Mishnah Erevin, Parak Dal, Mishnah Aleph. The discussion is, if someone leaves the Tichum, how much space does he have to walk? You're not allowed to leave the Tichum, the 2,000 Amma limit around the town. But let's say someone left by accident, it was forced. What's the story with this guy? Is he allowed to return? Is he stuck there for the rest of Shabbat? That is the focus in this Mishnah. Okay. So, Torah shows, presents, and thanks Chaim Lacks for sponsoring. Okay, mi shehotzi uhu goyim ruach ra, ein lo ela arba amot. If somebody was taken out by goyim, or he had evil spirits take him over, the Rav brings over here that sometimes a shin dalid would actually enter a person's mind and make him do cuckoo things, like walk out of the city. Thank God there's no shin dalids today harassing people. That was something of the old days. But if someone has a mental disorder and then all of a sudden he snaps out of it, and then he realizes, hey, I just passed the tchum, or Goyim took him out. I don't know, they somehow schlepped him out. So it says the Mishnah, Ein lo ela arba amot. He's stuck there. He only has his 6 feet till the end of Shabbat. There is an opinion that if he needs the bathroom, he could return to use the facilities, and then he's back in the town. But okay, let's say that he doesn't need the bathroom, he's stuck. Hechziruhu kiilu lo yatza. If they returned him back to his town, then it's like he never left. Okay, so that is the first part of this fascinating Mishnah. Now comes the Mishnah and discusses what happens if when they took him out, they put him in a different city, a walled city. So do you say he could walk around the whole city, or is he stuck to his Dalama? Maybe he's limited. Or if they put him in a corral or in a pen with animals, a big fenced-in area, do you say it's fenced in and maybe he could walk the whole thing, or maybe he's limited? So it says the Mishnah, Holy chuli ir acheret, if the goyim took him to a different city. Nitanu badir o basahar, or they put him in a pen or a corral. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omri, mahalachit kula. The first two Tanaim here say he could walk around the whole town, its walls. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Omri, lo ela arba amot. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva say he only has dalad amot. That is the case. So now the Mishnah is going to say a new story, that the boat actually had come to dock right before Shabbat, and then somehow before they got a chance to get off the boat started sailing out again. Maybe it was a very windy day. So now the question is, whoa, it's leaving the Tchum now. Can we walk around the whole boat or not? Is this similar to the case of being put in a pen or in a different city? Now, over there, why was Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua Machmer? Because they said that, oh, we're making Gezeira out to that they put him in a Bika, so therefore, we don't want him walking around the whole Bika, the whole valley. So, says the Mishnah, Mai said there was a story, Shabo Miprandisin, that these Tanayim were traveling and coming from a place called Prandisin. Vefliga Svinatam Bayam. And somehow their ship started blowing out to the sea. So now it was leaving the Tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchu et Kula. These Tanaim were l'shitatam that I'm allowed to walk around the whole boat, because it's like as if they put me in a different city or in a corral. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiba, lo zazu mi arba amot sheratzu lachmer latzman. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they were of their original opinion that just like if the goyim put them in a different city, you're not allowed to walk around the whole city. They're limited to their dalet amot. So here also, they hold that even on the boat, they wouldn't be allowed to leave their dalet amot. Now that is one fascinating Mishnah. Okay, it should be a zechut for my nephew to have a complete refuah shleima. I want to thank Hashem that the doctors were able to help him and solve any problem. He's a tzaddik and tamid chacham. His friends came yesterday, hol minyan, to pray with him and a guitar to sing with him. And he should have a complete recovery very quickly to go back to the Beit Midrash where he loves to be.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.